Happy Mother's Day to everybody, including me. What I'm going to be singing is something from Carrie Jo, but God put these words in my heart to sing. So y'all help me worship God, okay? If you want to stand, raise your hands, you know, whatever works. Okay, let's press play here. In all you do, my healer, yes, my comfort, the Lord of all my life, Almighty God, we worship you. Yes, Lord.
Well, that was pretty. Except for that ending. That's kind of weird, isn't it?
That's all right. He's jealous. You know, tell him just get out of here.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Candace, so much. Very worshipful. I appreciate that. That was really good. God is good today, isn't he?
Amen. Amen.
And so this is going to be kind of a laid-back morning this morning, which is good. And I wanted to kind of just review what we've kind of gone over. We went over the nursery with Stephen.
Amen. That was good. Stephen ran out.
But we learned. What did we learn from the nursery? We learned from the nursery that sometimes you need a spark of want to, right? To move into what you know you can do. Amen. All right. To what you know, you have to be told what you can do, what kind of power you have, right? And then you have to be willing to do a little work to move into that power and to use it, all right? That's what we learned from the nursery parable, right? You know, we saw the infants that they didn't know that they could get up and do things. But one of them tried some things, and hey, it worked. And so we may not know all the riches and glory in Christ Jesus that God has poured into us. But if we really work at it, we'll discover some of them. And I mean, not all of them, but we'll discover some of them. We can walk in greater confidence, greater authority, greater power, and greater use of other folks, right? And that's what it's all about, helping others, right? So that's one of the things that we learned. And we also went over the computer solitaire, the guy who played solitaire on his computer. And it is a powerful computer, but he didn't know how to do what he needed to do with it. You know, he didn't, you know, he just, all he needed to do was one thing. And so we have the Holy Spirit, right? We learned that we have the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is not just for salvation when we die. For giving us the eternal life. The Holy Spirit is here with us today for today.
Amen.
Right? Today, you know, is the day of salvation. And we can be, quote, saved today. All right? We don't have to fear because he's a spirit of peace. He gives us peace. He's a spirit of comfort. All right?
Amen.
Spirit of truth. We don't have to be deceived.
Amen.
Because he's a spirit
Amen.
Of truth. Amen? Yeah. So, and we know if we get the truth shall set us
free.
Free from the deception, free from the limitations that deception gives us, okay? And suddenly we realize that with the Holy Spirit, nothing is impossible. Because with God, nothing is impossible.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is God.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit is within us. So we put all that together and logically we think, maybe with us nothing is impossible. We got the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a mind-blowing thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mind-blowing thought. Okay? And so, let's see. Okay, so we talked about this stuff. And I thought it hit me yesterday. And it's kind of summarizes what I've been trying to, you know, get across what we've been emphasizing. And that is this, you know, there's three kinds of people in the world. No, it's one. Really. But you can think about it, there's like three classifications of, and then I'm not talking about just this local church, I'm talking about in the church, you know, universal church. There are like three types of people, okay? You've got the followers, you've got the leaders, you've got the pioneers, okay? Now, most folks are followers, and maybe it is as it should be, because, you know, if everybody was a leader, then we'd be in trouble, wouldn't we? But most folks are followers, and they come in, you know, if you look at churches around everywhere, you know, they come in, they sit on the pew, they sing the song, they raise their hand or whatever, and they basically do whatever they see the leaders promoting them to do, right? You know, leaders say, hey, let's go do this, and so the followers, they follow along and they do that, you know. And so, and that's not bad, okay? We need followers, we need, you know. But, you know, if we're in church and we're a follower, how long do we stay a follower? until we become a leader. Think about that a moment. Because I want to go on and talk about leaders. Okay? Now, we got people in church who are leaders. And when I say leaders, I don't mean the pastor or, you know, the worship leader or, you know, this sort of. I'm talking about folks who just have a natural ability to lead. Hey, let's put something together. Hey, let's do, you know, it doesn't matter if they're a member of a group or not group, if they're recognized officially or not. They're the ones that say, hey, let's do something. And they encourage the followers to follow them. And hey, let's do something. Hey, let's put together a food drive, or let's get together and do something for the homeless, or hey, let's get together and have a fresh start every Sunday morning, or something like this. You know, we recognize the leaders among us, okay? And the leaders are the ones that say, hey, let's do something. And they influence, encourage, prompt other folks to follow them, right? And this is good. We need leaders, because if not, nothing will get done, right? So these are people. They have a talent. They have an inbred gift. Or they just feel needed. We want to do something about it. We want to get people to help them do it, so they need help to get it done. However, how you want to define it or put it together, that's what leaders do. Okay? And so we need leaders. All right? But then I talked about a third group. And the third group are the pioneers. Now, give me some response. What do you think a pioneer is? What do you think a pioneer does for the church?
The very first song that I
come to,
Daniel Boone.
Daniel Boone was a man. Yeah. What is a pioneer in the church?
You said in the church, I was talking about our local body, but I knew it was not a kind of favorite. That's, you know, in the world, they've got colleges, they've got places all over the world.
Okay.
But that's not within this local church.
You know, I don't mean this local church. Okay. I'm not talking about a pioneer across the world, you know. But, yeah, go ahead.
Paved
the way, yes.
You know, paved
the
way.
Missionaries would be
fine.
Put out.
Missionaries paved the way.
Rod Arbunk. Who's
that?
Yes.
Rod Arbunk.
Rod Arbunk, he's a pioneer. All right.
They do things that's never been done before and go
and
find
territory.
Daniel
Boone.
That's what Daniel Boone.
There you go. They're moving into things that other folks aren't moving into.
Exactly right.
So this whole church really is coming together. The body is a pioneer. Pastor Jim would be one, because the body of Christ does not know a lot of what
we know. Right.
I mean, a big majority don't even know the difference between soul and spirit.
And the man that's sitting on the end down there, Brother Munn, yeah. Horton.
Right.
He's Brother Horton.
Well, Revelation.
I was trying to think what.
He's looking to his left, not seeing anybody. Yeah. What's going on here? You're all right. There's no row wrong answer, but you're all right. But you know, our good sister here really kind of put her finger on it. They're moving into territory that seemingly no one else seems to be moving into, or very few folks are moving into. I mean, you probably can find people in every city. You know, hopefully they're pioneers, and they're moving into areas. You know, if you look in the past 100 years or so, there was always the folks that were moving into new areas. Okay, you know, you had Billy Graham moving into modern evangelism techniques. You know,
right.
You had Billy Sunday back. If you go back further, you had the pioneers of healing. Mm-hmm. That was a real pioneering thing back then, because you didn't have a whole lot of that kind of healing going on.
Yeah,
in the hundreds of years before, you see.
Yeah, true.
And so you look at the past, and we see this is what folks did.
Praise the Lord.
They were moving into new things.
Right,
okay, they were pushing back the boundaries. They were blazing trails, if you will. And yeah.
You know, that's what Paul did in the book of Hebrews, in the 12th chapter. He looked back at the 11th chapter and named all those pioneers, heroes of faith that went and changed their world, you know.
So when we say We look at our world today, we look at the Bible and say, you know, it's not over.
No,
the
it's
folks
not.
In Acts, they didn't get as far as some of the things we've seen today, right? So we're still blazing new trails.
Yes, we are.
Right?
Yes,
we're
we
still
are.
Discovering
yes, we are.
The extent to which the Spirit can
yes.
work within
Hallelujah.
A man to accomplish wonderful things.
Thank you.
Bring about the kingdom of God, to advance the kingdom, if we will, okay? Mm-hmm. And so these pioneers, they go in, and it's tough going. It's slow going. Okay, it is slow going. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to get out here on the interstate and throw it up and get 70 miles an hour. And that's no. That's the followers. That's the leaders. The pioneers, they're still trying to cut through the underbrush, you know, and figure out, you know, what's the best way, what's real, what isn't real, you see. And so that's what the pioneers do. They take all the bruises and the cuts as they try to make their way through the wilderness, if you will. But the pioneers are out there trying new things, discovering new things, things that other folks are just not into right now, okay? So these are the pioneers. So let's talk about it. We talked about how all of you here, okay, are Rangers. You're Green Berets. You're Navy SEALs, all right? You're not the rank and file, okay? You are the elite corps. And I said, by virtue of coming out this early in the morning today. you're hungry, you want more, you know, you desire more, and that's true, you know. You're the ones that are pushing the boundaries, okay? I'm really talking to a group that I consider the pioneers. Because you're wanting more. You look at what we got, and you say, that's not enough. There's more.
Yeah.
I want more. Uh-huh. There's got to be more. I want more. I'm going to get more. Mm-hmm. Nick wants more.
Yeah.
Well, Nick wants a lot more. I think he wants more than anybody.
And we all want more.
Yeah.
We all want more.
That's the truth.
And we want more power. For ourselves, we want to see more victory in our own lives, right? And we also want more so that we can help others.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
We want more so that we can reach out and touch others and heal each other's better. I mean, heal others better.
No matter what it is.
Yeah, whatever it is, you know, heal or encourage or teach or whatever people need, okay? We want to be able to do that more than what we are able to do it now, okay? So we want a better song. Candace wants a better song that she can sing and inspire people and all that. It's not that what she's got isn't good, but she wants more. Okay?
I call them end time songs. We got to step into those end time songs.
Yeah. So it's a different class.
Mm-hmm.
We're down here on it, but now we're going to move up to a new level.
Right.
And we're looking for songs on this new level, and nobody they haven't been written. They're hard to find. We got to kind of beat the bushes, you know. We got to hang through the undergrowth and see if we can find those songs. All right. Our capabilities, our abilities, our powers, our insights, or knowledge, you see, to move into that kind of stuff. But you know what? That's not what I'm talking about today. That's not what I've been talking about. Okay? What I'm talking about today is we need to take our followers, okay, in church and make them leaders. Mm-hmm. Leaders of those outside the church.
Amen.
So we can bring them in. Mm-hmm. And suddenly the followers in the church can be leaders to those that, new Christians that come in, you see. Mm-hmm. So if our followers become leaders, our leaders can become pioneers. The leaders, the ones that have the vision, to say, let's go here, let's go there, they can become pioneers. Let's go in and let's start blazing trails. Get our leaders to blaze some trails. And they're already kind of, you know, this is not a hard and fast boundary line. I understand there's kind of a fuzzy boundary line. Some leaders are pioneers and vice versa, this sort of thing. But what do we do with our pioneers? What do they become? Well, what I've been talking about is our pioneers become mentors, tutors. Okay? They take the young ones and they look for the potential within them and they say, okay, let's move you into this new realm, this new level, if you will. The end time, what did you say, Mary? The end time realm, the end time stuff, like Mary was talking about. You know, we need to get you where you can operate, all right? You can operate in the end times. You can get into the end times, all right? And you know how to operate. You've got new capabilities. You got new abilities, new gifts, okay? Whatever. I search for a word. You understand? I'm searching for words here because what? I don't even know these words. I haven't used these words too much. You see. So we need our pioneers not so much to stop blazing the trail, but let me take a portion of my time. Okay? And let me look around and say, who's interested? You know, who's interested in what I'm doing? You know, where do I see a spark? Look in the eyes, like in the nursery. Do I see a spark? Yeah? Do I see a spark of interest? Do I see a spark of inspiration? Do I see a spark there? You know, I want to. I want to. I want to do what you're doing. Most people are going to look at you and say, wow, go for it. Yeah, it's wonderful to watch you. You know, and they'll just sit on the pew and they'll just watch, you know, and they're happy. They're all good with that, you know. They don't have to take part. They don't have to, you know, they just watch other folks do things, you know. And our leaders, they do. They lead by example. You know, and that's not a bad thing, okay. You can be an example to other folks, you know. But then there's also those that, you know, look around and say, let me pull you up. If you're interested, let me pull you up. Jesus had his disciples, and I'm going to finish this up real quick. Jesus had his disciples, and his disciples pretty much, you know, I used to read it, and Jesus was walking along, and suddenly he just saw some disciples and says, come follow me, and they just left everything and followed him. And I went, huh? What kind of thing was this, you know? And then I got older and I started reading in the Bible and I read it, you know, and it's like, no. A lot more went on before that, you know? I mean, they came to him. They said, Rabbi, where do you live? And he said, come and see. They left John the Baptist and they followed him. And then they went and got one of their friends and brought him. And they listened to Jesus and listened to him talk. And Jesus noticed their interest. He noticed that when he turned around and walked off, they didn't stay there and just watch him walk off. But they said, hey, where you live? Can we come? Huh? What's going on? You see? So look and see, are there people like that, that have a spark of interest? And see if we can't. Oh, well, come on, let's go talk about it. Let me talk to you a little bit about what's going on. If you're interested in what I'm doing, there's no reason why you can't do it. I don't have any special anointing. I got the same spirit you got. Okay? And that same spirit can do in you what that spirit is doing in me. But you got to learn some things. To walk in faith, you got to have faith in something, in the truth. And that faith comes by hearing, and the hearing by the word of God, which is the truth. Mm-hmm. So they have to be taught certain things before they can walk in them, right? Mm-hmm. So we can take the time and teach them those things they need to know. We had to sweat it out. We had to work it out. It was tough for us because we were pioneers. And no one has ever gone that way before. But they have the benefit of what you know. You see, you've already pushed all the weeds away and threw away all the stuff that didn't matter. You see, And they don't have to do that if you take them by the hand and say, okay, I've sifted through all the stuff. I've separated wheat from the chaff. You know, here's the good stuff. Mm-hmm. Believe on this. And suddenly, boom, they get the big jump. Yeah. All right? But they get the big jump because of what you've done and your willingness to share with them, to mentor them, to guide them. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right. Encourage you guys, okay? That's it for this morning, okay? Amen? I don't know. Do we need to bless the food, or are we already eating? Thank the Lord for what we've eaten. Father, we thank you so much for loving us and being with us. Thank you for the food that you've provided, and just bless the food of us as others come in and eat it. Father, we just thank you for that. Bless the food in our bodies. I mean, nourish us. And Father, bless these words that are spoken today. May we think about them. May we reach out not only to others who need our deeds, but also those who need our knowledge, who are eager, Father, to move on into end-time abilities, end-time living. Father, we thank you for that. Now guide us in all things, and in all things bring honor and glory to your name through us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Ranger. We will shift into things. God bless you.